What we're going to cover tonight is the foundation of the key tools of the beginning of the magic of somatic money. I've designed this so it's in layman's terms, so everybody can use it, everybody can work with it. You can go as simple and as deep as you want to with it. And what I want you to know is, even though it's the first three steps, and even though they're simple, they are no less profound. I have had people have life-changing experiences by taking these three steps and doing them in a very heartfelt, conscious, consistent, daily practice kind of way that's changed their lives. All right, so are you ready to dive into a little bit of work? All right, I handed out the handout. So the first thing we're gonna do, I want you to pull out this page, and it's the page with the three steps. All right, your three somatic money steps. The first step is getting body money present, being present in your body. And to exemplify what this practice is about, I'm big on stories, so I got another little story for you. About spring of 2014, and I was in the middle of a session I was in Paña, I was on my phone, headset, and I was in the middle of a session with a client in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And her name is Diane, and we were in the middle of the session, and we were really intensely working on a money problem set. And halfway through this problem set, I literally watched gigantic, huge ascended master just like come through my ceiling and drop into my room next to me. Big guy, 6-7 feet tall, like, he's just gigantic. I was like, whoa! And he was just real direct, and he basically said, he's like, could you please ask Diane, her last money transaction, was she present in her body? And I was like, wow, that's a pretty profound, specific, direct question. So I told Diane, I said, Diane, one of your ascended masters just dropped in, and he's got this question for you. Do you want to hear it? She's like, yeah. So I told her, I said, okay, mentally, I want you to track back, zero in on your last money transaction. She's like, okay, I was at a retail space purchasing some clothing. And I said, okay, so picture yourself there. And this ascended master, he's asking you, he wants to know, what was going on? Were you present in your body during that transaction? She was like, wow, okay, let me tune in. So she backtracked and tuned in, and she's like, holy cow, I flew out of my body. Right around the time I started giving the clerk my money, I left my body. And I was like, wow, that's pretty important right there. And she's like, yeah, that's pretty important. So this was the first time that happened. And I was like, well, could you begin to think about, like, when you go do a money transaction, breathe, get grounded in your body, and as you're doing the money transaction, see if you can stay present in your body when you're doing that. So she started doing that, and then we also decided to do it not just about releasing money, but also about receiving money. So during the session, I also asked her, okay, remember back to the last time you received money from a client. Were you in your body? And she tracked back and she said, well, the energy is really different in the receiving mode, but also in the receiving mode, I don't fly out, but I'm not really there for some reason. So I sent her away from that session with one single focus, practicing getting more present in her body during a money transaction and just noticing what was going on. If she couldn't do it, that was okay, you know, no judgment, but just noticing an awareness what was going on in that space. And she came back from that with a profound shift, because what the money set we were working on at the time and the practice that she was given, and then her going ahead and walking through with it the next session she came back to, she's like, I'm noticing a significant difference in how I am. She was engaging with her money with more power of presence. So because I thought that was so interesting, I ran a survey with my audience, and what I began to learn is that even though in the spiritual community we have this whole thing going with being present, being in the now, that's a large part of our practice in the spiritual community, right? Well, I found out through my very casual survey that about 70% of the people who responded said, I'm not present first they were like, wow, this is an amazing concept, and B, I'm going to start doing it because I'm not present in my body when I transact my money. So I thought that was such a fascinating thing and very important and very powerful. So from that day forward, that was one of my key things that I began to give to every single client and potential client, the practice of getting present in your body with your money. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to keep it basic and simple. And we're going to plant the seed of, hey, what is that like? And what would it look like if you began to do this? So all you're going to do is, first off, you're just going to kind of begin to breathe a little bit, tune in with your breathing, and let things slow down a little bit. And let yourself think about or tune in with your money or money relationship or philosophy, like whatever that is or however that feels for you. And you're going to let yourself come into that space. And as you're breathing, you're going to let yourself come into your center. You're going to let yourself come into your core. Let yourself come into your center, come into your core. And as you're coming into your center and your core, just letting yourself be with money, be with your money relationship. Let there be some white lighting flow through. Let yourself ground and connect with the earth and the celestials. Let yourself be in your center, be in your core, white lighted with money, money relationship, money issues. And the name of the game is just be there. And if you feel like it, notice whatever you need to notice. No judgment, no solving, no nothing. You're just being present. All right. So that's just the beginning practice. And you can do this in the privacy of your own home in meditation space regularly. Or let's say you're going through the checkout line at the grocery store. You do this there at the cash register, the checkout line at the grocery store. Breathe, come into your center, be present. Notice that you're in your body when you're handing cash or a check or a credit card to the cashier and you're receiving those groceries. A very strong sense of present space. And I know in our culture, we're acclimated to rushing and avoiding and not noticing and pushing through that line. And that actually does us and the people that we're working with the greatest disservice. We don't need to like completely slow everything down, but we can become and embody that present time, present space. What I've learned with this practice is that by and large, myself personally, that when I go through the transaction space, there's a lot more honor energy there. There's a lot more ease and flow. There's a lot more support. I feel gratitude for what I'm experiencing, and I can feel that that person that I'm with is picking up on that. I tend to look them in the eye and see their name and their name tag and call them by name, and it becomes more of a ceremony than it does, I have to get this thing paid for and get out. It's a whole other energy. So that is practice number one, getting present, your body, money, presence. So